Good morning. Today we're continuing a conversation we started yesterday, the minhag of wearing a kittel on Rosh Hashanah. And we said the minhag olam is to wear a kittel on Yom Kippur. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, there are some poskim that say to wear, some say wear your regular clothing for Yontif, some say that you can wear the kittel, or the minhag is to wear the kittel for Shacharis and Musaf, and others say that that's not the minhag, and others say that the minhag is simply for the chazanim and for the Baal Tokea, the Baal Makri, etc. to wear, but not other people. So everyone should do based on his own minhag. Nonetheless, the minhag Yisrael Torah, the Sefer minhag Yisrael Torah, brings that the minhag ha'olam is that in the first year after a chasana, after getting married, the chasan does not wear a kittel. And the question is why. So the Tshuvas Maram Shik says that he's found no source for this in the poskim. Nonetheless, minhag Yisrael Torah hu, there's got to be a basis for it. Minhag Yisrael, that is the Torah, that is what the minhag is, and it should apparently be adhered to. And he brings two possible, related but possible explanations why the minhag would be to not wear the kittel in the first year after marriage. So number one, he says as follows, that somebody is not culpable, is not punishable for his sins until he hits the age of 20. So the phrase is de'eno bar onshin. He's not actually punished for the sins below the age of 20. And also we have the concept based on the Gemara in Kiddushin, de ben shmona esrei l'chupa, marriage is at 18 years old. Accordingly, in the first year after marriage, assuming that the person married at 18 or even 19, that the person is not subject to punishment. Accordingly, it's not relevant to be for him to be wearing a kittel. So that is what he says. The whole concept here is lachein lo shayach beishi edome la malachei asharis. We wear a kittel to be like the malachei asharis. We want to be on that very high level and we want to wipe out our sins. But accordingly, if we're not subject to punishment, we don't have that requirement or even that opportunity to wear the kittel and to be like the malachei asharis. So that's what he says as reason number one. Reason number two, he says the concept of wearing the kittel is to shiichna libo, to make us humble, to make us really a little bit downtrodden effectively. And we will look at the kittel, and that's something that we should really take into heart. Accordingly, somebody who is below the age of 20, because he's not subject to punishment, he also doesn't apparently have to subjugate his heart in the same way as somebody who is subject to punishment. So that's a similar reason. The third reason is brought by the Shulchan Ha'ezer. Again, similar along the same lines, that the major reason that we wear a kittel, Jelibo Nichna, so that we are humble in our hearts, that we subjugate our hearts. And in the first year, he says as follows, that the focus of the person who got married during the Shana Rishona is he has to be Nakila Beis, so he has to be dedicated to his house. Visima Chasishto Ashelakach, he has to be focused on celebrating his wife, making his wife happy that he has gotten married to. Accordingly, he doesn't wear the kittel that caused that. Someone conflicts with it because that's supposed to subjugate him and make him lowly and humble. And he should be uplifting and focusing in happiness on his wife. So we have three somewhat related reasons why somebody during the first year would not wear the kittel. Nonetheless, after the Maharam Shik brought the first of those two reasons why somebody would not wear during the first year the kittel, he concludes the Misha Lovesh, if somebody would wear the kittel in the first year, ein goarim bo, we don't rebuke him, we don't tell him off, because the bottom line is the fishalonim tzabishum posa, because none of the poskim really say it can't be done, they don't discuss this. Accordingly, the Maram Shik says, on the one hand, it's a minag yishol torahu, on the other hand, he says, if somebody doesn't do it, don't tell him off. And the Katzeh HaMateh strengthens the Maram Shik and says not only that we shouldn't rebuke people if they don't do it, he says it's a minhag chalush. It's actually a very weak minhag. There's not a very strong basis or any basis for this. He says it's a weak basis. It's a weak minhag because it doesn't have a strong basis. And accordingly, we see that that is the minhag ha'olam. But we are searching for reasons for it, and it's not the strongest of minhagim based on the Katzeh HaMateh, but we still have that, what the Maram Shek said, that it is minhag Yisrael Torahi. Have a wonderful day.